Today's big takeaways. AI companies and leaders are disliked and seen as having too much influence on lawmakers. Concerns about AI in general and specific harms are high. However, many Americans say they are using AI regularly, including for questions involving health and wellness and budgeting. Americans want lawmakers to rein in AI, but neither party is trusted to do so. AI companies and leaders are disliked and seen as having too much influence on politics. In July 2026 polling in battleground congressional districts, the vast majority viewed AI companies unfavorably, 23% favorable to 65% unfavorable, including 35% who viewed them very unfavorably. AI leaders and executives are widely unpopular. Ex-owner Elon Musk had a net minus 25 favorability, 31% favorable, 56% unfavorable, in a July 2025 national survey. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg had a net minus 21 favorability, 31% favorable, 52% unfavorable, in a December 2025 national survey. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos had a net minus 20 favorability, 26% favorable to 46% unfavorable, in a February 2025 national survey. Peter Thiel, who mentored Zuckerberg and OpenAI's Sam Altman, had a net minus 14 favorability, 8% favorable to 23% unfavorable, in a June 2026 national survey. In a focus group last year, CEOs like Musk, Zuckerberg, and Bezos were derided for not paying enough in taxes. People like Bezos, Elon Musk, Zuckerberg, these people who are billionaires who could solve problems like homelessness and hunger and stuff, they should be taxed more, period. They should pay their share. It's not fair. NH Woman, Independent. In a July 2026 Battleground survey, nearly two-thirds of Battleground constituents, 65%, agreed that AI CEOs are part of a corrupt elite who profit off of harmful addictive products and then use that money to manipulate politics and maximize their own profits at everyone else's expense. Just 22% agreed with a more positive sentiment. In an April 2026 national survey, when given a list of industries and asked to pick up to three, more than one-third of Americans, 34%, said tech and AI companies have too much influence over U.S. politics, and 23% said they have too much influence over Trump specifically. The top answers for these prompts were oil and gas companies, 40% and 35% respectively. In focus groups following Trump's second inauguration with independents and soft partisans, a few highlighted the influence of tech and AI executives. I was all for Trump after the 4 years of the Biden administration, but then Elon entered the mix, and so now I'm like, I wonder if Elon has our best interest in hand. So I'm still kind of on the fence. I don't really trust Elon. NC Man, Independent Lean Republican. Well, Trump's tax plan kind of makes sense since Bezos, Zuckerberg, and Musk were all at his inauguration. ME Woman, Independent Concern About AI Use, Both in General and Specific Impacts, is high. In a December 2025 national survey, 70% of Americans were concerned about increased AI usage, including 58% of independents and 73% of Republicans. When it comes to specific impacts of AI, a July 2026 Battleground survey found the most concerning were related to children and rising prices. Americans are using AI, including for budgeting and healthcare. Despite their concerns, Americans are still using AI. In a December 2025 national survey, more than three-quarters of Americans said they use AI, 77%, including nearly half who use it at least once a week, 49%. A majority of Americans say they're comfortable using AI, 54%. Americans are using AI in numerous ways. In focus groups, several said they use AI to save on healthcare costs and get advice on their own health. I talk to ChatGPT about anything. I've sent it pictures of my freckles. I've asked it if this fever and this symptom. AI will tell me if I should see a doctor or not. That or call my mom and she'll be like, oh, Google this or go to WebMD. NC Woman, Uninsured. My mom, she's type 1 diabetic, and my partner's type 2 diabetic. So I just do my own research, Google searching what would be helpful for that, home remedies, things of that nature. Sometimes I'll use ChatGPT to get more detailed information about it. Azeed Man, uninsured. I usually follow holistic accounts on TikTok and creators, and if I have a question, I will reference ChatGPT. I will usually type in their name. I'll ask it for their credentials, what's their licensing, anything on their record, anything like that. I will use ChatGPT just to learn a little bit more about the person. FL Woman, weak Democrat. And in qual boards with passive news consumers, at least one participant said they use AI for budgeting to help them stay on top of finances. I cleaned my room fully a month ago and set aside a bunch of stuff I don't use anymore just so I could have some emergency funds. I like to use ChatGPT just to help give me structure and planning. SC Man, Hispanic independent to rein in AI, but many don't trust either party on the issue. In a July 2026 Battleground survey, 86% of Americans said it is important that the next Congress take action to implement stricter safety standards for big tech, social media, and AI companies, including 62% who say it is very important. However, when it comes to which party they trust to rein in AI, a third of Americans say neither Republicans nor Democrats. In the December 2025 national survey, 34% said they trust neither party to tackle AI. Similarly, in a July 2026 Battleground survey, 32% said they don't trust either party to manage the impact of big tech, social media, and AI in society.